I missed you guys yesterday. I felt like our Christmas wasn't complete without you, so. Good. Fire.
Chip, what value do you place on experience in so-called big games?
A lot.
A lot. Is it something that, I mean, how does it, how do you create?
In NFL games, I put none, because we haven't, this is the big one for us, so. I mean, it is what it is. I think everybody understands what's at stake. It's the first game of the playoffs for us and for them. Who, if you win on Sunday, you get to play again. If you don't win on Sunday, you go home. So,
how much will reports out of about Romo's injury affect how you prepare for their offense and two quarterbacks?
I don't think it changes their offense much just because of who the backup is. You know, and I think they're going to stick to what they do. They obviously got playmakers in Dez Bryant and Witten. They're going to run the ball with DeMarco Murray, who didn't play against us in the first game. So, I usually when you see if there's a contrast between the styles of the two quarterbacks, I think Tony's got 20 carries for 39 yards or something. You know, I don't anticipate Kyle's coming in and they're going to start running option up and down the field. So, I think they'll stick to their plan in terms of what they do, and they've got a really good scheme offensively. So, I don't think it's going to change in terms of what our approach is going to be.
Are you any type of back research on Orton with other teams?
Yeah, Billy and those guys have looked at him, and, you know, when he played with Chicago and Denver, and then he was with Kansas City for a little bit. So, but you know, they've got a good feel for where he is.
Is that who you're anticipating to be the quarterback on Sunday? Or?
I don't know. I mean, you just listen to reports. I think if Tony can go, he will go. You know, if he can't go, then you know the first thing that came across my head, then that performance against the Redskins was pretty special. If he did what he did, and you know, had the ability to bring them back and win that football game. So, but I'm sure the one thing you know about him is he's an unbelievable competitor, and he's going to do whatever he can to see if he can play in the game. So,
would you anticipate, if it had to be Kyle, that they would do anything differently offensively, run the ball more, or just...
You just adjust as the game goes along. So, you know, it's not, you don't come in and say, hey, they're not going to throw it. They're going to throw it. He's a proven NFL quarterback. He's played in over 70 games in this league. So, you know, I don't anticipate their mindset's going to change any.
Is that a conversation that you have with the team about the quarterback situation, something that you have to address?
No. I mean, those guys are smart enough. They study film. They watch. They tune into you guys, so they know what's going on. So,
Chip, how much of a benefit was it playing a team like Chicago on Sunday that do a lot of similar things to what the Cowboys do going into this game?
I don't know how similar they are. I mean, I think there are some similarities, but it's not totally the same thing. You know, I think, you know, it's really our whole thing is about what's our weekly preparation in terms of getting ready for the Cowboys and studying every game since we played them the last time in terms of are there anything different that they did to us in the first game that they hadn't done. You know, and where they are in their last couple of games in terms of what they're trying to do offensively. But, you know, I think we got a pretty good grasp of what they're doing. It's just who executes the best is going to win on Sunday.
How closely will you guys monitor, you know, what's happening down there as far as the quarterback situation, practice reports, all that different stuff over the course of the week? Or do you want you and your players just to try to block it out?
I mean, we watch it, but it still doesn't affect our preparation. So it's not like we got a ticker going on in the office trying to figure out who the quarterback is and who the quarterback isn't. So, because I don't think the offense changes or will change drastically if Kyle's playing as opposed to Tony. So,
do you look at preseason tape of Orton running their offense at all?
Our defensive coaches have looked at Kyle running their offense, you know, so.
What about the defensive side of the ball? Sean Lee, they're saying he's out, and he had a really good game against you guys. Yeah. Does that change anything as well?
He's been out for a little bit now. You know, he went down in the Chicago game, you know, and Devontae Holloman has been playing. So you got tape on terms of what they're like when Sean's not in there. But obviously, you know, one of the top linebackers in the game. In 9 games, he's got 99 tackles and 4 interceptions. And seeing him up close and personal when we played him in October, he was all over the field. You know, is good a linebacker as there is in this league. But you have tape on what their defense is like without Sean in there because he's been out for a little bit here. So,
is part of you just curious? I mean, you have a lot of guys who haven't been in this situation, winner-take-all type game, a playoff atmosphere. Is part of you curious how your group will respond to this situation for the first time?
I don't think curious is a word. I think excited is a word. I think we're all excited about going down there and what's at stake and what we can do. But, you know, I'm not curious George wondering how we're going to show up or if we're going to show up. I mean, we're excited about playing a really, really good team who beat us the last time we played them. So, and obviously there's a lot at stake.
You talked about how different you guys are from the last time you played the Cowboys.
I can't remember that far back.
How different are the Cowboys from when you met them?
They're different just because of the injuries. You know, they're banged up in a lot of different places, and there's a lot of faces that we'll see. DeMarco Murray didn't play against us the last time we played, so, you know, maybe the running game is a little bit different because of his production. And he's had a great year. So I think, you know, does Tony play where Sean Lee is? I think they're a lot different in terms of some aspects. So.
You said for weeks now that when talking about the season as a whole, you'll say you'll look at where you are at December 29th, pick your head up. Did you have the same approach in Oregon? And then when you did get to that point, was it like, all right, we're going to reset the button for a bowl game in that situation? And
that's exactly what we did.
What is the thinking behind all that?
Because all the speculation about what you're going to do and where you're going to be means absolutely nothing until the season's over. So, you know, you can't talk about what bowl game you're going to when you're in college in the middle of October because you got a lot of games to play. And you can't talk about where you're going to be in the playoffs until you play your last game of the season and find out if you're in the playoffs. And if you're in the playoffs, where are you seated? Where are you playing? Are you going on the road? Are you at home? Are you a wild card team? Did you get a week off? There's a lot of different variables that if you try to plan all those things out, we have a plan for every situation that we'll get in, that we can get into from a scheduling standpoint, but you know, we won't know if we do make the playoffs who we're going to play until all those games are played on Sunday anyway. So,
hey Chip, what happened to Julian yesterday, and what's the situation with who can snap if for some reason he can't go?
Julian tweaked his back, and you know, we got a couple more days here, so I don't know exactly what his status will be. But we've got some other guys. Evans played center before, so you know, we'll see how it goes. But we'll see how he is. I think he's working hard and rehabbing, so we're hopeful that we'll have him back for Sunday.
How's Earl Wilson responded from the
he's been good. Back? He's been full participant in practice all week. So,
Chip, but having inherited a 4-win team, if somebody said to you at the beginning of the year, this is your outcome, one game for the division title, would you have taken that right then and there?
Nah, I don't think that way. That's just hypothetical things, and I don't know. Do you know somebody that can do that? Because I'd like to meet him. I mean, that's a pretty good deal. But I don't think that way. So, you know, everything's a weekly basis, and I think 9 times we've been happy and 6 times we haven't been happy. So,
Chip, you were asked about the team as a whole, how they're going to respond, but Nick in particular seems to stay pretty level. For him to go into a game like this, his first real big test in this regard as far as winning in, how confident and comfortable are you with a guy like that?
I'm confident, but I'm also confident based upon being around him because we've really been in this situation for a long time. After being 3-5, we didn't have much wiggle room, so you know, we've been kind of on the edge since we went 3-5. So I'm confident how Nick will perform, and I think the one thing you see in him is you just see improvement on a weekly basis. So,
Chip, you've got two guys in LaShawn and Deshaun who are kind of on the verge of setting team records that have stood for over 30 years. What does that say about them and maybe about, like, the offense that enables them to do that?
They're really good players. You know, we knew that coming in. I think they're both talented. You can see that the first time we stepped on the practice field with them for a training session. You know, they both got a real unique skill set that not a lot of people have in this game, and you know, it's a credit to those guys in terms of what we've asked them to do and how they've been able to flourish in what we're doing here.
Nick somehow, you look at his numbers, he's having like an all-time, we don't really talk about the 25 touchdowns, 2 picks with one game to go. I mean, he's having one of the greatest statistical seasons any quarterback has ever had. Do you ever find yourself, I know you're not a big stats guy, but do you ever look at the numbers and just wow and marvel at what he's been able to do?
Yeah, late at night. I stare at all that stuff. No, I mean, I just, joking.
I'm hoping to salvage something out of this.
You can salvage whatever you want. I mean, he's having a heck of a year, and it's a credit to him. You know, and I think that's the one thing about him is each week he just keeps improving, and he does, you know, little subtle things that you're just like, yeah, he's got it. You know, he did a couple of things yesterday in practice where it was you just get excited to see him play again. So, you know, I think he deserves the credit for what he's doing because I think he is having a great year.
There's also a report that Des Bryant may have tweaked his back in practice. And there's parallels that you can draw to the Minnesota game, I guess, in some respects when it comes to injuries and possibly facing a depleted team. Is that a blessing, do you think, in disguise in some way that you had that experience so recently?
No, because I don't think that was our mindset going in. I thought we had a great week of practice. And as I said before, I think you got to give Matt Castle a lot of credit. Go back and watch a film on how well he played in that game. And they made plays and we didn't, and that's what it is. But I don't think anybody in this group was like, hey, we don't have to get ready this week because such and such and such and such isn't going to play. So, you know, I know this team's not going to fall for the banana and the tailpipe trick. So we're not concerned with that stuff. So,
hey, Chip, there are certain weeks where you reference how the team looks in practice. In these past 2 days, what have you seen?
I thought they've been really, really good. They've been really focused. We had a really good practice yesterday. I thought, you know, obviously with it being Christmas and a little bit different schedule and getting out of rhythm a little bit in terms of what we did. They came here. They knew exactly what they had to do. And we've been good. So, you know, I think part of it is the overall health of this team is that everybody practices. So, you know, I think it's that's always been a bonus for us. And a lot of times when you have injuries at certain positions, it makes it difficult to get through a practice just because of the limited amount of numbers you have anyway. So, but the fact that we've had most guys on, you know, all hands on deck, I think has really been bonus, and that's why we've had really good practice sessions out there. So,
Chip, I think you probably touched on it, but coaches in the NFL try to, in this case the Cowboys, try to create the illusion that Tony Romo could play. Now, it doesn't look that way, but what they're trying to do is cause problems for the other team, I would assume, in terms of their preparation. How much does it really take away from any of your preparation, whether they say what they say or the reality is that Kyle Orton could be the quarterback?
Yeah, our whole philosophy has always been about us, you know, and how do we train and what do we do. So, you know, as I said earlier, we get updates, but I don't see their offense changing drastically. You know, obviously there may be couple route combinations that Kyle likes better than Tony if Tony doesn't play, but that's not a big deal to us.
It doesn't take away from any of your preparation?
No.
During the bye, did the coaches self-evaluate, or was that just strictly on the team that you used that time off to look at the team as a whole?
What do you mean self-evaluate?
Did you look at yourself and the job you'd done up to that point and your staff and how they'd done it to that point, and did you kind of make evaluations of what could...
Yeah, we always
do
that.
Well, we can do better, et cetera.
We self-scout every week, so that's not a, you know, that's not a hey, let's wait till we get to the bye and then look at what we're doing in certain situations and what we've been efficient with and what we haven't been efficient with. So that's a weekly basis. We self-scout on a weekly basis.
I just thought maybe it was up to that point in the entire, I guess you played 11 games up to that point, the entire 11 games.
Mm-hmm.
No, that was still just an individual thing, week by week thing.
Yeah, we do self-scout on a weekly basis.
Yeah. The Pro Bowl teams are announced tomorrow night. Your defense, you might not have a Pro Bowl guy on defense yet. Obviously, the defense has played very, very consistently, very well. What does it say about that group that without, you know, a real superstar? You've had guys who have had really good years, but it seems like it's kind of been a different guy standing out each week. What does that say about the group?
Yeah, I think we've got a group that buys into the total team defensive philosophy. I think I'd be disappointed if some of those guys didn't make it because I think it's deserving, but I don't even really know how the process is. I know the coaches had a vote and the players had a vote, but fans do and all that. So, you know, I don't think our guys, I mean, it's a nice reward, but, you know, I think their focus and attention is on what's going to go on this Sunday. So,
okay.
Thanks, guys.